Yeah, so really, at the end of the day, you have no friends. You're only out for yourself. You have no loyalty.
Hey, this is Matt Cox and
Zach.
And what we're going to do today is we're going to go over something. So we're going to go over. Okay, so let me set it up. I did a Big Herc interview with a guy named Big Herc, which I'm assuming is Big Herc like Hercules.
Yeah, right? Big Hercules.
Okay. So
Hercules.
So I did I was interviewed. I went out to LA and I was interviewed by Big Herc on a TV, on a YouTube channel called Fresh Out. And Fresh Out is Big Herc's channel where Big Herc interviews other criminals because he is trying to, what he says is that he's trying to let kids know, kids know not to get into crime. We have a conversation about this where I'm like, okay, you're telling kids this? Like, you're telling kids, like, don't commit crime, but if you do, don't cooperate with the authorities. Like, don't cooperate with law enforcement. So, anyway, yeah, I know, it's completely fucked. It's completely fucked up. So, the point is that I've been, like, I did that thing. It was completely fucking whacked. Like, I got out there and it was just, like, when he lost. So, here's what happened. When I contacted him, I contact Big Herc and I say, listen, do you know my story? And he goes, yeah, I've checked you out. And I checked you out on that show Concrete. And I checked you out on a couple of them. I watched your stuff. So I know your story. You know my story, then you know I cooperated. So I thought, okay, cool. No problem. There's not going to be any problem. Like, I'm not your normal guy that you interview. He's, nah, it's good. It's good. I've had some guys, white collar guys. It's good. I said, okay. So I fly out to L.A., and I do his podcast. Everything's fine. We're going fine. I'm telling him the story. This is what happened, and this, and this, and this. And then I get caught. I get caught. And of course, my lawyer immediately says, look, you know, you need to cooperate. And I remember, and when I said it, he goes like this, like he like hissed, like, and I remember thinking, oh no, no. You didn't watch my story? Like, oh. And I was like, now I can twist, at this point, I can twist it. Like, I could just say, yeah, you know, so she was saying that, and then I ended up taking a plea, and like, you know, I could have, you know, and I got 26 years, and then I filed two 2255s, and I got this much time knocked off, and I could have done all that, because that's what most of the guys on his channel do. Because he'll interview these guys that got caught with, like, five kilos of heroin. And it's like, okay, that's a life sentence. Yeah. Like, you've already said you've been to jail like three times. You just got caught with five kilos of heroin. That's a life sentence.
Yeah, that's the end of the road.
Right. And then the guy will say, yeah, you know, but I got a really good lawyer and I ended up with 10 years. And it's like, no, you didn't. There's no way your good lawyer got you 10 years without cooperation. But he doesn't ever look into that. Like, he doesn't want to know about that. He wants to believe that these guys are stand-up guys. And his big thing on his channel is, I don't have snitches on my channel. That's what he tells everybody. Like, well, I won't interview a snitch.
Well, he doesn't interview them about snitching.
Right.
It's basically saying, like, don't talk about snitching.
Right.
You know, he has actors, people that come on to perpetrate as thugs and down and hard and straight. Right. But really, they done told, and come on.
Yeah. So, well, and here's the thing about him. He robbed a bank, my understanding, and I don't know the exact story, but I think he robbed the bank with two other guys. And so they're in the bank. They've got guns. They're sticking guns in people's faces. They're telling them to get on the ground. They're screaming. They're cursing. They're terrifying all these normal, decent citizens. Then when the cops show up, they just bolt. They run. He gets caught running down an alleyway. I think, and the other two guys get caught. He goes to jail. He doesn't tell him nothing. He's like, he doesn't say anything. When he eventually gets his discovery, he finds out the other two guys have already cooperated. Like, they've already told on him. And he's furious, and he takes a plea deal for like 10 years, and he goes to jail, and I think he does like 7 or 8 years. And his whole thing is, to me, was, I never told on nobody, and snitches, and this and that, and that ain't the code. And I end up telling him, like, what code? There's no fucking code. Like, what are you talking about? So this is where, at this point, he and I start arguing. So at this, so we're going to start here, because it's the last part of the of the thing. It's part three. It's 45 minutes long. So at some point, as he realizes that I'm telling him I cooperated, what he does is he literally, they have to change the cards on the cameras. So he gets up off the couch and starts pacing the room like he's so furious. Now, this is me, Big Herc, and his cameraman in a hotel room in downtown L.A. His cameraman is covered in tats and is a big guy. He's been to prison a couple times. Big Herc has been to prison. These are two big guys that are thuggish. And he's acting like the cameraman's like trying to calm him down. I mean, it's not like a big discussion, but he's like, hey, like I can see him like calm down. He's shaking his head and he's all upset. And he's like, so you don't get that on the thing. You don't get how aggravated he was. So I'm trying to keep it, be cool and not, but I'm thinking, because here's the problem with guys that aren't that bright. Their go-to move is violence. So the idea is, I say the wrong thing here, this guy could swing on me. Right. And he doesn't seem like that on the couch. But if you were sitting on the couch with a guy and you saw the way the guy's acting, you'd be like, oh, whoa, this could go bad.
Right.
He had just gotten up. They changed the cards, sat down, and we had to continue the interview at this point. Okay. And so this is why I say, I think the last question was.
All right.
So.
I think the last question was basically that you get caught and then, you go out and you do a bunch of crime or something and you get caught and then you tell on everybody to try and get out of it. That was basically, I think, your point.
Yeah, I mean, just the advice, because a lot of people, especially today, man, I mean, there's no consequence. There's always a way out. And if you're reaping the benefits of something, I mean, it's like you have to realize, and what I try to stress to people when I tell my story is that it wasn't the bank robbery, it was the mentality I have. So if I were to try to tell a young person what would kind of, dissuade them from taking the path I did, what other options, you gotta somehow put it in the sense that, man, at the end of the day, you have to own up to all this stuff. You can't just keep, saying that, hey, I can always get out of it and throw 10 other people under the bus or whatever the case may be, because you're the one who made that choice to live up and enjoy whatever it is you were doing and take part in that. So I'm saying, like, advice-wise, how would you explain that? And given the opportunity, would you say that, hey, you know what?
Sorry.
I want to interject there because...
Go ahead.
Oh, because the nature of the game now, right, is that just kind of like what you're deciding. So you might face the consequence, but now you just calculate in the snitching. Like, okay, so I do that, right? And even if we get away with it, you could actually find out, or you get in trouble and actually resort back and tell them that I was involved. So he's acting like the consequences are gone because someone's cooperating, when really, like, any semi-smart person would know that if you're in the game, the snitch possibility is super high.
Right.
So you'd have to be, he's trying to play as if, well, only if you take consequences for your action, is that you're really standing up. But you can take consequences and get away with it with dealing with the snitch, because we could do something, get away with it, right? And then I'm thinking to myself, well, hold on a second. I should have never even done that, because he might tell, or he might do something completely different. You feel what I'm saying? In my story, I had a person that wrote 87 checks to Walmart.
Right.
Right? Something completely different. And they told on me to get a reward.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. So if I had been thinking ahead, I probably wouldn't have done what I did, or I wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, teamed up with them. That possibility is still there. The consequences are still there.
Right. Well, what kills me about what he's saying is he's saying, you benefited from this life,
right,
and you have to take the consequences for that benefit. Okay.
That's still right there.
Well, they have to take the consequences for theirs too. Yeah. So if you're saying, well, they benefited from it, right, and then they got told on.
Right.
Just like I got told on, just like you got told on.
Yeah,
it
rolls backward. Nothing's changed. He's just holding a moral ground. He's not even making a point.
Yeah, he's not making a point. And on top of that, there's no moral ground. You're a fucking bank robber. You're fucking sticking guns in people's faces. So here's the whole thing. Like, he's sticking guns in people's faces. He's robbing them, telling them to get on the ground. You know, he told me, he's done home invasions. He's done all kinds of shit. So he's done all and not gotten caught for it. So he's done all kinds of stuff. He's terrorized people. And he's saying, but I changed my mentality. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Because if you change your mentality, you would then say, hey, I need to take responsibility for all this. He's saying, do those things, don't take responsibility for it, and don't allow anybody else to hold me accountable for the things that I've done.
Right.
What he's saying is chaos. He's saying the world should be chaos. But the problem is, he doesn't really know what he's saying. He doesn't understand
it. It's not making sense.
Right. He hangs out with other thugs or other wannabe thugs that think, all they think is, don't snitch. Okay, yeah, but you understand in this situation, don't snitch.
No.
It's funny because it gets worse and worse.
He's never seen the first 48.
No.
At the end of the day, there's certain things you have to own up to.
I mean, I think I owned up. Look, the difference is owning up to it, in my opinion, owning up to it and saying nothing and not cooperating with the authorities to...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Clear their case and make sure that everyone's brought to justice. You know, I think that's two different things. I know what I did. I absolutely know what I did. I'm more than willing to say this is exactly what I did, you know, and how it affected people. Just like, you know, we were talking.
So he doesn't want to let me make a point.
Up,
but I'm saying as far as advice, but like you're saying, brought to justice. How, if you got caught and this guy's over here still getting paper, you maybe did a business with him, but you don't actually, he's not actually the one who got caught, but he's enjoying his life and it has nothing to do with you. Now, by you telling on him, is that being brought to justice?
Because this is a
hypothetical person. I'm talking about like a third person. If you were telling somebody else on the street and they got caught and you're saying, you know, to own up to it and bring somebody to justice, but this person over here, who's a neighbor, maybe for instance, you know, they might've did something, but it's totally unrelated to what you got going. If you tell on them, is that considered being brought to justice? And for your benefit, because it helps you get a downward departure?
Well, I don't see that there's any reason for me not to get a downward departure since the person's getting in trouble anyway. I think
he didn't get in trouble, though. I'm saying hypothetically, if that person didn't get in trouble, he's enjoying their life, and you go and decide to throw them into your mix. Now they're under investigation even when they weren't even on the radar.
He's committing crimes. Fuck him.
So you're saying someone is committing a crime.
But a crime doesn't matter. Somebody could be committing a crime.
It does matter. They're committing a fucking crime.
He's argumentative.
He wants to argue the point so that he's right. But the truth is, the guy's committing a crime.
Right.
He's a fucking scumbag. Fuck all. Hold on. Sorry. I'm going to put this on. Even when I put this on fucking silent, it still fucking rings through the computer. So it doesn't matter.
You have that set up like that.
Yeah, I can't unset it up. The point is this guy's committing a crime.
Correct.
And I cooperate against him so I can get off time. I don't fucking owe that guy nothing. Fuck him. He's committing a crime. If you don't want to fucking be subject to possibly being fucking snitched on, then don't commit a fucking crime.
So you're actually doing, so go back to his first point. You're actually doing more to let people know they shouldn't be committing crime because you're like, hey, if I'm going to commit a crime, I could get in trouble for it. So you're making that possibility even greater. So his first point was, we need to take accountability for our actions, right?
If we get caught, then don't take accountability.
Right. So anybody that's thinking about committing a crime, his point is, if you get caught, you got to take accountability, no matter what it takes for you to get caught. Not everybody's going to get caught accidentally. It might be a grandmother watching through her window and call the police on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whatever you consider snitching. So you're making the possibility of him getting caught greater, which means that he needs to think longer and harder about what he's doing to stop committing. So each of his points is going to correct another point. He's not going to have anything valid.
And his whole, you know, the whole thing with all these guys is don't ever tell on anybody. Don't ever cooperate. Don't ever this, don't ever that. The bottom line is, so that would be a world of chaos. That's when grandma never fucking tells. Or the old woman next door never fucking calls the police. So nobody ever tells on anything. That would be complete anarchy.
Yes.
So hold on here. Let's keep going.
Because the police couldn't track everybody down.
Right. But the police have to have people to cooperate.
Of course.
In order, 99% of all cases are solved as a result of cooperation. So what he's saying is 99% of all the cases out there shouldn't be brought to justice. So that means people are just walking around with AK-47s fucking robbing each other and shooting each other. It's complete fucking chaos. Like that world, the thing about that world that he's talking about, he can't survive in. He gets shot right away.
Yes.
Hold on. He has nothing to do with you. You got caught.
Right.
He's living his life. Now, whether he's hustling or not, you might have had assumption, but you now point the finger at him because maybe at a dinner engagement, he mentioned something, and you were like, fuck, I'm in a hot position, so, you know, let me tell on old Ted here. Ted told me that one time he did this and that. Would you say that that's justified, and would you tell the person on the street to tell on Ted, even though Ted didn't get caught, you did?
I mean, I know the answer that you want, and I know the position I've been in.
You can tell on Ted.
Fuck Ted.
Bro, I got 26 years for filling out some paperwork. I don't give a fuck about Ted. Ted don't give a fuck about me. Then I'm a scumbag. Rat, scumbag, snitch, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking doing all my fucking...
So basically, you're saying that nobody can really be your friend at the end of the day because you would be a piece of shit to that person. You're saying that because Ted was a good dude. You ate at his house. His kids played with your kids.
A good dude.
You're saying that you would tell on Ted.
Ted's committing fucking crimes. Ted's a scumbag. Ted's not a good dude. You're not a good dude. I mean, what the... It's like the guy that goes in the bank and robs the fucking bank and he duct tapes somebody up and he fucking... He's got people crying and pissing in their fucking pants and he walks out there and then somebody tells on him. He's like, I'm a good dude. Really? Ask your fucking victims.
Yeah. If you're a good dude.
Yeah, so really, at the end of the day, you have no friends. You're only out for yourself. You have no loyalty. You get caught. Yeah, because you're saying Ted, he was living his life. You guys used to... Go to pool parties together.
Pool parties.
But you would throw him under the bus because you got caught up and Ted didn't get caught because he wasn't involved in your thing. So you're saying nobody can really be your friend then. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you. You would throw anybody under the bus to save your ass.
Anybody. He jumps straight to anybody.
Right.
Like
That's what you're saying, bro. You would do it.
Extreme.
It could be your mom. It could be your sister. If you could get out, you said you would throw Ted. He was cool with you. You guys hung out together.
This is a horrible no-win scenario.
No, because I'm just give an honest. If that's your honest answer, you're letting everybody know that you would throw anybody under the bus for your save your own ass. That means you can never be a true to anybody outside of yourself. Because if it came down to it, you would throw that motherfucker under the bus.
This is a horrible interview, bro.
Why'd you say that? It's a horrible interview. Because bro, he gave you an extreme question.
He gave me a question that
there's only one answer to.
Right. Well, what he's saying is instead of saying, look, there's a criminal you might tell on, suddenly he's like, you would tell on anybody for anything.
Yeah,
mom, sister, brother, anybody.
So all right. Okay. So he's a horrible interviewer. I agree.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a horrible question, you know, but that's an extreme question.
And he's desperate right now. And keep in mind, in his mind, I've been preaching to all of my fans, I would never interview a snitch. And now he's stuck in a fucking hotel room. Like, trust me, if it weren't for his cameraman, he'd have bolted. Like, he was like, I know in his mind, he's thinking, I've been preaching that I won't interview a snitch, even though I can tell you right now he's interviewed tons of guys that fucking cooperated.
Of course.
He just doesn't want to know.
He doesn't know that. He's blind to it.
He's blind to it because he doesn't understand the sentencing guidelines. He doesn't want to understand. Of course.
So he lives in a fantasy world.
Right. So if you're, because you got to understand.
Listen, what he's saying is relative. Like, I'm sure if it came down to like certain crimes, he'd tell in a minute, oh, like certain like sexual like, or molestation
if
crime.
If his next door neighbor was a fucking pedophile, he'd tell him in a heartbeat. Here's the thing. And when you pose that kind of question to guys like this, they're always like, oh, I'd fucking go kill him. Really? You'd go kill a pedophile. Yeah, I would. Okay, then how come there's a list of addresses in every state of where the pedophiles lived? How many of you killed?
Exactly.
Shut up. You don't fucking, you're fucking lying. You don't know. You're bullshitting. You're telling, that's like trying to impress your stupid fucking friends. Don't fucking bullshit me. And the other thing is this, is that, so you tell on that guy. So if your son got caught in a car, your son's driving around with his buddies in a car, and he's sold a little bit of pot before or some coke or something. You don't know about it, but he sold a little here, a little there. They get pulled over and there's half a kilo in the back. It's not your son's. But the other guys all say, it's Jimmy's car, it's his dope, not mine. And now your son is looking at a leader organizer role, and your son's gonna get 15 years unless he cooperates, and all the other guys are getting rule 35s, right. I'm sorry, 5K1s, and they're all going to get 2 years apiece because they're all pointing at your son. The detective says to your son, we know that it was really Bobby's dope.
Right.
But you're not cooperating. You're going to take the 15-year charge. Does Big Herc say, you got to be a stand-up guy. Do the 15, man. Do the 15. But, or does he say, tell the detective that you're not the leader organizer, that it was your buddy's fucking dope, and you didn't have anything to do with the dope in the fucking trunk. It was in his bag. It wasn't your bag. You know, cooperate. Or does he say, do the 15? I'll bet you he says
cooperate.
Cooperate.
Amen.
But, you know, because here's the thing. Because all good dads tell their sons to do 15 years, right? You're a good dad. You're a good dude.
Yeah, nah.
Come on, bro. So you're living in a fucking fantasy world.
He's living in a fantasy world.
Well, he's got to impress he has to impress his fans. He has to impress his fans. That's how he's made, because listen.
That's not impressing his fans.
If this guy, by the way, if this guy doesn't have YouTube, he's a bricklayer somewhere. Like, that's it. Like, you stumbled on YouTube. It was that, or you're laying fucking concrete or drywall for a living, because this guy can't work customer service.
No.
I'm not getting upset. I'm not getting upset. I'm just asking you an honest question because.
Oh, he's definitely getting upset. He was walking around pacing like a fucking mad bull before this fucking. Like, he's like, no, I'm not getting upset. The fuck, bro. This dude don't want to be sitting on the couch. He's literally trying not to fucking swing on me.
I'm asking you an honest question because I'm asking you for advice to people out here. But you're saying if this Ted is committing a crime.
I would say don't commit a crime.
It doesn't, dude, he's hushed, whatever, but you happen to hear about it. So if you happen to even hear an inclination, you would be like, well, I remember one time Ted told me you would do that.
I don't understand your whole story, your whole
It's
podcast.
A hypothetical situation back in the day.
And he's not
day,
letting me answer.
Just be honest with the camera. You said that you would tell him.
I just said that.
You would tell on Ted.
I mean, I probably Ted. Would. Yeah, I'd probably would.
So you would
vote.
Tell the people Ted. On the street if they get in a horrible, if they get in a situation.
I think
and
most
they
of them are. I think if you look at the statistics that 80, I actually had the federal sentencing guideline statistics.
We already know the feds.
See, he don't want to hear. He didn't want to hear that.
I'm going to say moving forward.
You know, he doesn't want to hear the truth. He wants to hear what he wants to hear. He doesn't want to hear the actual reality of it.
No.
He wants to hear something that
fantasy.
Says the fantasy that there's some kind of fucking code.
You would tell people, man, do what you have to do to get out of the situation at the end of the day. That's what you would tell them. Rather than say, you know what, eat your medicine. You know what I mean? You got caught up. You would just say, man, throw whoever you have to under the bus to get out.
You know that the feds will give you 50 years and not even think twice. You're saying take the 50 years.
I'm saying the bottom line. You don't know this. The guy has nothing to do with your case. You're the one who got caught.
He's a criminal. Fuck
him. He's committing crimes.
So you're the police now. You become the police from a criminal, from you hustling.
Yeah.
Doing what you're doing.
They do it all the time.
I'm not saying right now because you already went through your time. I'm saying to, like, say we're talking to this guy, from him hustling, getting his, doing whatever he's doing,
This guy, he just happened in passing, but now he's going to try to throw this guy under the bus because his case is unrelated to what this guy's lifestyle is. He should go and just start pointing the finger at any and everybody he thinks that he may be ever seen at a Chinese restaurant that he thought was selling drugs.
A Chinese restaurant.
Just start telling to get out.
I mean, honestly, I don't know exactly what the situation is. You're telling me what the situation is. I'm telling you what my basic answer is, given that very narrow situation where I don't see that you've got a choice. I think mostly what happens, and that, what is it, 80-something, 80% of drug dealers.
I know guys who had life sentences who got pardoned. They did time, but they didn't tell on nobody.
I know guys that got life sentences and that Obama pardoned them.
Yeah, I know some too.
Yeah, and listen, and they didn't either. And they got life sentences and just took it.
Don't call me. Call you back.
A guy that got a life sentence. Did like 10 years in the pen before they Obama cut his sentence, and he had five more years to go. And while he was there, the wife left him, which he didn't want to tell on, by the way. That's the person he didn't want to tell on. They said, no, you're going to cooperate against your wife. Didn't tell on her. Went to prison.
That guy's name is Ledford.
Wife leaves him.
The guy I'm talking about.
Starts sleeping with his best friend. His best friend stops talking to him, also involved in his meth conspiracy. All the people that were involved in his meth conspiracy that he wouldn't tell on, he was going to get a life sentence. Thank God Obama came and cut his sentence. But the fact is, he didn't cooperate with any of those people, and he got a life sentence. He would have just died in prison. How many people do you know that just died in prison? They didn't cooperate because they thought, these are the people that I love and I care about. But the truth is, when they went to prison, those people...
I didn't get a visit in prison. Don't mean that I got to sit around and start getting mad at everybody else.
I love that you didn't get a visit in prison.
Right.
I mean, no offense, bro, but the sex offenders get fucking visits in prison. Like if you don't get a fucking visit in prison, like, whoa, bro,
You've crossed everybody in your path. So, look, I went to a penitentiary, and there was tons of cooperation going on.
In the pen. Right.
In the pen. And so, like, he's not... Okay, he's creating a fantasy situation where he has to continue to alter it to try to make that the people...
Right.
Like he wants to make you feel like you're telling on innocent people.
Right.
And not that you're doing what they absolutely demand. Your lawyer demands it. The police demand it. Everybody's doing it. And they give you a benefit for it.
Right.
So he's like, I'm going to pretend all those things aren't
right. Plus
in the view.
Your wife is begging you to fucking cooperate. Your kids are saying, your kids are now going to grow up. Somebody, your wife's going to divorce you. She's going to marry somebody else. So that new guy's going to come in. He's going to raise your fucking kids.
Yes.
And guess what? You're going around telling people, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy. I don't take care of my children. I don't fucking take care of my wife. Some other guy's fucking begging
my...
I don't
myself.
Do all the things I can do to help myself. I don't bring this other fucking scumbag to justice.
Right.
I don't do any of those things because you saw the Godfather movie. You think that there's really the Godfather. And by the way, the Godfather movie, they all cooperate. So you think that there's a code that
right.
doesn't exist that means you have to sacrifice your children, your fucking wife, like everybody so that you can be a stand-up guy among a bunch of fucking scumbags. So that a bunch of scumbags can say, that's a stand-up dude. Fucking delusion. You're living a lie, bro.
My actions. Look, I'm just, and I'm not saying being in a position, you got to do what you feel. But at the end of the day, all I'm saying is that when you know, people who are out there, and this is my advice to all you guys out there. If you're out there and you're doing shit, you're thinking you're living a good life, you know, look, man, don't put yourself in a position where you're going to have your back against the wall like that.
Obviously, listen, there's always different perspectives. I understand your perspective. I understand what you're saying. And I understand coming from your perspective, I see what you're saying. Okay. You're saying basically take your lumps. Take it. Just you did the crime, do the time, that whole thing. Okay.
You're going to do time.
Based on the prisons that I've been in and the people that I've had to deal with, I had no friends. And being in the prisons that I've been in, from the medium to all the lows, none of those guys had friends. Everybody was ditching them left and right. Everybody was turning on it. Everybody was cutting each other's throats. So do I want to do 26 years when I know everybody's cut my throat that I know and everybody's cutting each other's throats left and right? And do I want to get 5 years knocked off my sentence for cutting a guy's throat that's already cooperating against multiple people? I mean, the truth is, in that situation, yes. The thing is about that situation, I didn't call my attorney right away. I remember thinking, they're not going to give me anything, and that's not a big deal, and it doesn't really matter. I only got nine more years left. Eight more years left. Whatever. So I didn't say anything right away. I just happened to mention to it, and it all kind of fell into place. The point is that, you know, you can come up with whatever scenario you want, but I'll give you an example. I got locked up in the shoe one time. You know, you end up in the shoe for fucking note for nothing. Like, I've been locked up in the shoe three or four times, and I didn't do anything. In the medium, this is funny, with another guy.
I remember the guy's name was Griffin.
He'd just done like 5 or 10 years in the pen. He'd come from the pen, and he was in the pen, and he'd come, I'm sorry, he'd come to the medium, and we ended up in the shoe together. So we're sitting there talking. I remember his last name was Griffin. So we're talking, and he's on the phone every other day talking to his son, who's growing up without him. His son's fucking up. His son was a big time wrestler. But he'd been suspended for like the next two matches because he got into a fight and this and that. And he's on the phone trying to raise his son from prison. And he's talking to the mother and they're back and forth. And he starts telling me what's going on with the son and this and that. He's like, yeah. And he's telling me, yeah, I got that. He got whatever he got. He got 20 years or something, I forget. But he'd done like 10. And the kid's mother, who's with another guy already, the kid's mother is telling him, I know about this and this. I can call the DEA and I can do this and this and they'll cut your sentence, you know, third party rule 35. So she's telling him this and he's like, man, she's saying this. I told her not to do that. So he's going on and on, not to do that. He's like, well, and I sat there and I went, I said, why? What does it matter? He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you already told me, like, all the guys in your case that you didn't tell on. They've all been busted. They all told on you when they got busted. They tried to get you into another indictment. You ended up doing your time. You ended up doing this, you ended up that. And he's like, right. I said, you tell me. I said, your son right now, when he's with all his buddies, and he's looking up in the stands, and all of his buddies' dads are there. Do you think when they say, yeah, there's my dad, there's my mom, there's my dad, do you think that when they say that to him, that he looks at him and he goes, yeah, well, my dad's in federal prison, but he's a stand-up guy. He's not here. Or do you think he'd rather just say, yeah, my dad's right there?
And he's a rat?
That he's a rat. My buddy's there.
That's just different. I know the guys I did buddy's time there. With. The guys I did time with, I know some hitters.
And to this day,
we're still loyal to each other, man. Nobody would ever cross on those dudes who would go right now and lay down with me. But that's a different.
I'm not talking about your fucking homeboys. I'm talking about your fucking kids.
His homeboys you're putting your
fucking homeboys over your fucking kid. But I'm a good guy. He was like, the whole thing with him was, I'm a good guy. You're not a good guy. You just fucking said you want someone else raising your fucking kid. You know what I mean? And like it, you can't. There's no. The mentality is the mentality for him really is keep my YouTube subscribers. That's really what he's thinking.
Well, I mean, if they're delusional in that sense, then they're delusional.
Look, just like you said, you and you're honestly listening. A lot of the guys that are on your channel, those guys are the exception. You know they're the exception.
So I'm actually trying to help him here because the truth is they're not the exception. Like these guys that are on his channel, they've all cooperated.
Oh,
like you talked.
So why are you helping him? You're trying to ease him down?
At this point, I'm just trying
to salvage the interview.
Salvage the interview and get out of here. I just want to go home. I've had these arguments with guys before. Like if I thought there was a good chance, like I knew 100% there's no way this fucking guy
will convert,
will fucking swing on me or fucking whatever. Cause he's fucking, you don't understand. Like you don't realize how angry he is. Like if I thought for sure there's no way this gets violent, I'd have gone in hard on him. Like I never said you're a fucking idiot. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, I never started in with, so you're telling me you're fucking, I didn't give him the scenario of like your son.
Right.
Or your son getting caught in a car or your son this or the sex offender. Or I didn't do any of the, I didn't paint him in the same corners that he was trying to paint me into, in.
Right.
Because it's his show. And I'm still wondering, is he even going to play this fucking interview? Because here's the thing, like, he's thinking he might not play the interview. But the truth is, and I'm like, I flew out to fucking LA for this interview. Like, and I know in his mind, he doesn't, He probably would, if he had said he was a snitch, he wouldn't want anybody to know that.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a what?
I don't give a fuck if anybody knows I'm a fucking snitch. Fuck you. You got a problem with it? Go fuck yourself. You know?
Well, what about your victims? They're
all, fuck that shit. These fucking guys are fucking delusional.
Right.
They're fucking, you know, and this guy, like, you're pretending. If this motherfucker got a fucking 20-year bid right now at his age and knew he was dying in prison, he'd fucking rat out everybody
Amen.
He knows.
Amen.
Because the fact of the matter, look, what is it? It's like 86 or 87% of drug dealers, like 90-something percent of white-collar criminals cooperate. I mean, it keeps getting higher and higher on cooperation.
Right.
And you're, like you said, in the pen, how much time did you do in the pen?
6 years.
6 years. He did fucking seven. So 6 years... legal work, and you know all those motherfuckers are cooperating.
Oh, yes. I saw that left and right, day and night.
Which means if you're not, and you're doing all your time, then you're just a fucking idiot.
Listen, they were running to do that, setting each other up, just like they were at the medium. It was horrendous.
You know what's funny about him? Like, he just didn't have the opportunity. Like, here's the thing. You know how many guys I saw their paperwork where this is what happened? They're running around the compound calling everybody a snitch. And then you get their paperwork. And listen, I can tell you, I know one guy right now, I wrote his fucking story. Like, I didn't put it in there. So he does his whole story. And when I get all of his fucking, his paperwork in, I find out he tried to cooperate. Yeah. He met multiple times with the fucking FBI and tried to cooperate and everything. But nothing happened. Like, they didn't follow through. It never led to an arrest. So instead of him being humble and saying, you know what, I tried, so I'm not going to fucking go around calling everybody a snitch. And no, you did snitch. You didn't get a result from it. So instead of you saying, fuck it, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. No, he goes around the whole time, that fucking guy over there is a snitch. That fucking snitch motherfucker. That dude's a fucking snitch. Well, I just got your fucking paperwork and you're a snitch too. You know what I'm saying? So,
usually the ones that are snitch are the loudest about snitching.
Right.
I freaking hate snitches because they don't want, they're deflecting where they want the attention.
Right.
Well, so they want you to be identified as, hey, that guy hates snitches.
Right.
But he's a complete snitch.
But the truth is, this guy, he has nobody. Big Herc got caught. His other two buddies snitched on him first. He has no one to snitch on. Had you gone to trial, for all we know, you'd have fucking ratted out your buddies. Like, you don't have an option to snitch, so what do? You run around calling everybody a snitch.
He hides. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. He hides that junk. That is the most popular thing going. That's like playing spades without an ace of spade. You're putting yourself at a complete disadvantage. What's the first thing they tell you? Do you want to help yourself? They're basically saying, do you want to get out of this?
Right.
Help yourself. Your friends are helping themselves.
Right.
So then when your friends and all your lay down buddies go home and you're still in the pen or you're still locked up and they're not sending you money, they're not coming to visit you, then what the hell is it all for?
Right. Right.
So what the hell is it all for?
So I remember there were a couple guys in the medium that brought me their paperwork. They brought me their PSIs and asked me to change it because they'd cooperated.
Right.
You know, the moment I changed that fucking shit for them, I was like, yeah, bro, it's like the Mexicans are giving you a fucking hard time. They're like, yeah, man, I can't show my paperwork. I'm scared. I'm worried. I'm afraid. I go and I change it. Do you remember the one kid's?
Yes.
I changed this kid's fucking paperwork. So I change his paperwork, give it to him, tell him, look, wait for them to ask you for it again, and then show it to him. Tell him you don't want to be showing it to everybody. Like, act offended that you even have to show it. Show it to one or two guys, and that guy will be he'll go around and tell everybody you're a fucking good guy. I said that. He's like, okay, cool. So I show it to him. About 2 weeks later, I'm walking into the unit, and he's standing there with a couple of the other Mexican guys after he's shown them their paperwork, and they know he's a solid guy. I walk by him, and I hear him saying, yeah, well, that motherfucker's got about a week to get his fucking paperwork because I don't trust that fucking dude. I think he fucking might have told
him. Oh, my God.
And I looked over at him, and he looked up at me, and he went, and he just looked at the fucking ground. And I thought, that fucking you piece of shit. That's how they all are.
So that's what I'm saying. You're arguing with a outdated mentality. You're arguing with somebody that's not dealing with reality of what's going on because so many people tell.
But he's got all of his fans convinced that, like, well, Yeah, and he's got them convinced that all these guys come on his channel.
Well, good for them. That's what they're for.
There's a sucker born every minute. Hold on here.
Most people are not stand-up guys. Most of them aren't. The statistics alone.
That's why I said at the end of the day, the advice is don't get yourself involved. If you're thinking that you're going to.
Now you're making him think he wins. You flip the coin.
I try to. I think it goes bad again.
We've been in so much shit. He never told on me. This dude, man, never told on me, man. Right to the day, if I call him, he'll come out here right now and be out here. Never told, never did anything. We done some crazy shit.
Yeah, but he hadn't told on you yet.
Them to put it into perspective, for them to listen to your interview at the end of the day, like you said, your best friend told on you. Right. So there's no love, there's no nothing. You have no best friend. There is nobody that really, there's nothing.
I don't have, honestly, I don't think I have any friends at all that wouldn't tell on me if something went down.
That's horrible.
Not one.
This is the best thing you could take from this interview, you guys. One of the top things is
Matt, you sold out.
Yeah, I'm saying a lot of the business.
The best thing you take from this interview is keep your blinders on.
That right here, that's a lot of people here. Because
stay ignorant. Stay ignorant.
They're getting set up. They're setting themselves up because of society wanting to live out a lifestyle. But like you said, look how quick. Like you said, all the places you went to, everybody was, nobody cared. Everybody was off of themselves.
Absolutely. Listen, I, and as far as you talking about, when we were talking about early, about money and stuff, is that like all the money that I ever got, and I've had several million dollars in the bank. The FBI said I bought and sold over 109 houses in Ybor City. And I've had millions, and I've had great cars, and I've had great houses, and I've done all that. Always riddled with anxiety, always constantly concerned about what's happening and who's doing this and who's doing that, always worried, always sick to my stomach, always just it's just a bad situation. Went to prison, dropped all that stuff, started writing, started doing something that I really enjoyed, as opposed to real estate, which I liked, but I liked it because there was a lot of money involved. And started writing and got out and
let's move away from that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about,
right.
And I think he goes back to it. Does he go back to it?
Feel great. Don't lie about anything anymore. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to come here and pretend to be something I'm not, or skate over this, or do a quick, I went to prison, got a little bit of time, then filed a couple 2255s, got my sentence reduced, got 12 years knocked off, and then got out, and then I started doing that. I'm not going to do that.
Didn't think this interview was going to go this way. I thought we were going to talk about me writing, about my stories, about what I'm doing, about the books, about how I'm just a way more happier person now, that I've completely changed my life, that I have a totally different outlook. This, the reaction, the whole thing, I knew you weren't going to be happy. I've seen the guys you interview. I know that I don't fit into that mold. I'm not that guy. I'm not even going to pretend to be that guy. I couldn't pretend to be that guy.
I could pretend.
I'm
trying to give him some props.
Now you're feeding him treats.
I'm just trying to make him feel good.
And it worked.
Right. You know, well, I don't that's, know.
We call that the what, Jedi mind trick.
Look,
as far as the writing, look, that aspect of it, and as far as, you know, it's not up for me because I'm not the Lord Almighty to judge you. But at the same time, I'm just saying as far as my integrity and how
integrity
and how the people I mess with. If anybody in my camp, I cannot go to dinner with them. I cannot eat with them. I cannot. That's just how I am. I don't care. Now, you know, like you said, you didn't expect. I'm just giving. It's just, you know, this is raw. This is fresh out raw. You know what I mean? But I'm just telling you right now. If he ratted, if he felt I ratted on him, or he couldn't trust me, we would not be friends. If I felt like, you know, my good homeboy at the time. I mean, dude, if they found anything, they would instantly. It changes. I mean, you're no longer worth anything to me.
And I get that. I think my fear is that is a kind of a, you know, you did the whole
outdated,
you did the whole
delusional fucking thing.
I don't know that you relate one to the other. I don't see that that's a good scenario. But my fear is that the whole prison code, that there's a code, or the whole code of the street thing that honestly, really statistically just doesn't hold up. I just think that's the wrong message to tell anybody or even to focus on.
My message is we have to learn that you have to have a backbone in life, the bottom line.
You can't commit crime.
Don't commit crime.
Don't commit crime.
But if you're involved in anything, first of all, don't commit the crime. But the second of all, even if you're not committing a crime, you got to have some stand-up. But it's no different. It's just stand-up, period. It's just, you're saying, like you guys, like you said, you don't even look at crime. You guys are real estate guys. You're having fun doing this. But everybody, nobody had no stand-up.
Right.
There's no stand-up. I'm saying, dude.
I don't know anybody that stood up.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying in life, you have to have that. There's not enough that instilled. Some of these values, whether, you know, when you grow, there's certain things you learn. Like in a neighborhood, like to me, you got a problem, let's go fight. I'm not going to, don't go kill the dude. Get beat up. If you get beat up, punched in the face, that's part of growing up.
Right.
I learned that. I got punched in the face a lot of times. I got hit. I used to, that was how I learned how to be on the base. But I didn't, nobody on the base would tell on each other. You didn't grow up kids. You learned a
what
certain little.
What the fuck? I don't even know what he's saying. What's the base?
Basis, like whatever basis you stand on, like a code, I guess, kind of the I term.
Mean, I don't.
Listen, it's delusional.
Yeah.
That is absolutely delusional.
You're selling drugs, living off of society, but you're a stand-up, but you have integrity. You don't have fucking integrity. You're fucking robbing people and you're selling drugs.
New Jack City exposed though. Listen. That's not reality, man. And all of his fans live in a fantasy world that he's created that can't be a straight up and down. Like, you give him straight up and down questions. It's like, you know, should I do 28 years, you know, when everybody else told on me and somebody that's committing crimes and I can get a time cut?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why should I help myself?
You learned a certain little code. There's certain things.
Like, the code doesn't exist.
It's like that to me. There's certain core values.
So here's the thing. Like, I've had a bunch of guys who wanted me to do this video. Like, I didn't want to do this video because it's like, it's stupid. Like there's a bunch of fucking people out there. There's a bunch of guys out there that, like, there's always some guy who did like 2 years who's like, he didn't tell on anybody and he did 2 years and now he thinks he's a fucking gangster. And it's like, and I didn't tell on nobody. Well, the truth is, first of all, you probably didn't have anybody to tell on. And two, maybe you did, but you were facing 2 years.
Well,
and you didn't have a two kids and a wife. And so there's always that one idiot.
So wait, let me defend him for a second.
Okay.
All right?
I love it.
All right. He might be talking state.
Oh, he's all talking. This is all. I'm sorry. A lot of these guys are state and feds. He did federal time because he robbed the bank.
Well, then he knows. Then he's lying.
Right.
Then he's completely stupid, right? But if he was talking state, you know, state isn't really designed to give you time off for snitching.
Right. But they also don't give you the kind of time. Like, they're
the
not.
The feds do.
Right. The feds will give you 20 years and the state will give you fucking four. Right.
In the state, if you're telling, you're telling for practice.
Right. If I'm looking at 3 years or 4 years, I can obviously, you know, hold my water.
Well, true. And in the state,
but 26?
In the state, if you're telling, you're trying to get the police officer not to arrest you. You're not going to go to court and manipulate. In the feds have made an industry of snitching.
Right.
To the point where they can actually, people can get paid. You can pay organizations. And the feds like, no, we don't allow that. But I read a big article, but they do allow it. There was an article where there was a guy selling Rule 35s.
Absolutely. There have been multiple articles. I know, I'm pretty sure I've read the same ones because it went, you know, that goes through the prison. Like, it was Miami, right?
Miami? The one that I saw was in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. There was also one in Miami, too.
Yes. And they were selling it. And even though the judges say, well, that absolutely shouldn't happen, they still gave everyone who paid to get it, they still gave him time off. Well, because we can't have out there that these people did this and we didn't pay them.
There's a guy named Kevin Pappas who was selling, he was getting information from different guys and getting people out of prison. Like, some guy would send him $200,000 and he'd get him a case and he'd get cut from fucking prison. Kevin Pappas started with a life sentence. He ended up doing like fucking 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
And he was doing it from the pen in Atlanta when Atlanta was a pen. He was doing it from the Atlanta pen. He's having the FBI and DEA come and he's like, I got a case. So I'm going to give you this case. Here's all the information. He gives them the case and he says, now I want the credit to go to this guy. And they go, okay, no problem. What's his name? Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, the whole thing.
Listen, I told you, any FBI hotline, if you've ever called, ask if you want the reward or do you want to issue the credit. Listen, it's an industry.
Right.
So, but if you're in the state, he can be, that ignorance actually stands up in the state. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's only in the federal level where that ignorance gets completely shaved away.
And the truth is, this is a state guy.
Oh, well, then.
I mean, I'm saying he went to federal prison, but let's face it. He's talking about home invasion, selling drugs.
Yeah, yeah. It should be state charges.
You happen to stumble into a bank and you got caught.
Yes.
Like that's really like you.
Yeah, it should be state charges.
Right, though. Right. So, you know,
But at the end of the day, no, you shouldn't commit crime. You should be taking a trade, doing something that's going to benefit you. But at the end of it, you still got to stand for your people, man. You got to have some type.
My people told on me. All my people told on me, Zach. Yeah.
He's saying all his people didn't tell on him. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, but the two guys that you robbed the fucking place with told on you.
Yeah, they did. But those weren't his people. He was just going out.
No, no. His people are his best friend who's never told on him yet.
Yeah.
Or another guy that he hangs out with you know what's so funny is how many of those guys will be in the compound. Then you end up if you pull their Freedom of Information Act or whatever, you see like that they did try and tell.
Yeah.
Or they did tell. Or they've told in another case. Or they told here.
Yes. Yes.
And you just don't know.
You don't. It's go ahead.
Go ahead.
Type of backbone. And hey, you know, you gave an honest opinion and I'm just sharing my honest opinion that the kids need to have that moral code. You can't be a pussy in life as far as when it comes to having your friends back. That's just
in a roundabout way. He just called me a pussy. I feel bad about that.
Yeah, but
breaks my heart.
So let me ask you a question. Is it harder not to tell, right, and be known as a stand-up guy around everybody? Or is it harder to tell and say, hey, I told? Which one's harder?
Oh, I think it takes more balls to say I told. Absolutely. He wouldn't listen if he told, like all the guys that come on his channel that fucking snitch, they don't say they snitched. No, they lie.
They lie.
Because they're hypocrites and they're not fucking men.
Amen. They're not men.
I'm saying I ain't gonna fucking lie about it. Go fuck yourself. You got a problem with it? Fuck you.
So he's living in a delusional world. And even in the midst of it, there are emotions you get that's like, man, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like what this does or how this affects. And the risk I'm putting myself at by doing this. So it takes balls to even do it either way. So
your friend's back. That's just how life is. There's going to be situations, maybe it might not even be that serious where, oh, you're looking at 50 years, but goddamn, man, you got to stand up for your boy.
50 fucking years, you fucking idiot. Are you fucking out of your mind? 50 fucking years? I filled out some fucking paperwork. I'm supposed to do 50 years?
Yeah.
Fuck off. You're fucking crazy.
If that's your boy and you're doing something for him, I mean, you're not going to go to bat for him. If I felt he was in harm, I'd run over there and risk my life, man, to make sure that something, you know, I would. That's just how I am. So committing a crime is one thing, but also even just having somebody's back. We got so far away from that in life, man.
Oh,
and I don't understand it. It's like, you know, people are like, well, you know, it's just a value point. But hey, man, I get emotional about stuff like that because this is how I grew up, a little bit different. I never had no dad. I didn't have no visits in prison. And you know, my mom had me when she was 13, 14. But I learned certain things, you know what I mean? Just through growing up. But
you need to learn more.
You know, yeah. I hope these kids take your advice, man. And at the end of the day, don't commit no crime, man, so they don't put themselves in that position. I mean, no matter how nonviolent or, you know, just passive, whatever they do and may seem, I just hate to see people put themselves in horrible positions and then got to go through and then, you know,
that's it.
Deal with all.
Right. That's
disgraceful.
It doesn't go anywhere.
That is
delusional.
Delusional disgrace. And good, he's given advice, don't commit crimes.
Yeah.
And our advice should be don't commit crimes. And if you do, tell on your boy.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck?
We know some shit he did, so call us.
No. he's absolutely fucking delusional.
Yeah, he's delusional.
I mean, there's just no fucking way around it. And he's playing to a crowd of people that are living in this little fantasy. And it's always some guy. It's funny because
you're definitely speaking feds.
Yeah.
You know, in the first 48 hours, like those suspects tell so quick, it's unbelievable.
You know what's funny? I was talking to this guy, Greg, and Greg was laughing about this fucking interview. And Greg said, listen, bro, he said, you know what's funny? He said, because the other day I had said something like, listen, don't tell me how to be a gangster when you're working your fucking job at Walmart. You work in the back room. You work as a stock boy at Walmart and you're trying to tell me
how to be a gangster. So he started laughing. He said, yeah, what's so funny about that is I have a buddy who works at Walmart. He goes, and he'll tell, he's always like, yeah, that fucking guy's a snitch. And he's like, bro, you've never committed a crime in your life. Like, you don't know anything about crime, and you're running around calling people snitches, and you don't even have the guts to even try and commit a crime. Not that it takes that much guts, but like, what do you do? Like, you're running around trying to hold people accountable to some kind of code, and you work at Walmart. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's his fan base.
Oh, well, hey, he's got him fooled.
He does. I mean, good for him. Yeah, I didn't want to do this fucking video. Like,
Did he post it?
Oh, he posted it, bro. It's got like he's got old Big Herc's got a bunch. You know what's so funny too? Can I tell you something about him?
What?
So I was dealing with multiple people when I was flew out to LA to do their podcasts. There's like 5 podcasts I was supposed to do. Wolf of Wall Street was one. I was talking to Graham Stephan's assistant. We were trading emails. I was going to be on Graham Stephan. I was going to be on Wolf of Wall Street. I was going to be on, and then there were 3 other podcasts I was on. Do you know who the most professional person I dealt with was?
Who?
Big Herc. He answered every email I sent. We switched to text. He answered every text right away. He was super professional. Like the other people were like, it's like 2 days later you get a response and they don't answer all the questions.
Right.
And then they kept putting off this and changing this. And then eventually it was like, okay, what time am I supposed to be there? I'm going to be here between this day and this day. When am I supposed to be at your place? And what's the address? And the next thing you know, boom, they just like ghosted me. And it's like, are you serious? This guy who's not a professional was completely professional. So I did him. I did this comedy one. I did Fresh Out, and I did. Hey, that just dropped. It. Colby.
Still recording here though.
Okay. So yeah, it's just like he was, and that one just went out too.
They probably all get full, like the cards.
That's why it ended.
It's still recording though.
Like, you can still see it. And it's recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So yeah. So I mean, he was like super professional up to this point, but. Yeah, so I like flew in there. I don't even know where I was getting at. But anyway, yeah, so he was actually professional, but I didn't want to do this whole thing because it was like there was no benefit to me and it was such a it was so deluded. And I knew that I can't watch this without basically almost insulting him. And I probably have insulted him here, but only because he's delusional.
It's a tiny bit.
Well, I mean,
a lot of it's truth, a lot of it's insult. But how many views did he get is what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what I was doing? Yeah. Hold on real quick. So this whole thing is on, it's called Fresh Out.
Right.
And it's a Big Herc and it's on Fresh Out. And let's do this. So, oh shoot, I should have just gone with it. So that video got 35,000 views. I don't know. And another one of the videos got 28,000. Another one of the videos got 25,000. What's funny is the one that got the most views is the last one where we talk about snitching.
Really?
That's the one that's gotten the most views so far. Pretty sure. Yeah, 35,000 views. Is that? That's part 3. So, yeah, it's a Fresh Out. Check it out. And so, yeah, that's it. All right. Hey, this was Matt Cox and Zach, and we just did Fresh Out, and we talked about Big Herc and what a great guy he is and how solid he is.
Yes.
And that's it. If you like the video, do me a favor. Hit the subscribe, hit the notification bell, leave a comment, and share the video. And I appreciate you guys watching, and that's it. See ya.
See ya.